It's Tuesday, the 10th of February. It's time to get your Game Green on with Game Green Greencast. Let's talk about games. Aaron. Jackman.
No.
And Goz.
Hi.
Today on stream we are playing Space Time Shooter, so thank you for coming along to the stream, or if you are listening to the podcast, thank you for listening to us talk about this game. It came out just the other day, the 5th of February, from developer Team Good Duck and publisher Jungle Game Lab, which put out a lot of free student projects. Well, obviously, this is also free. That's why we're checking it out. And we like a good indie student project on this stream and podcast.
Also, you can't expect us to buy anything.
It's got some achievements, and other than that, we don't really know what it entails other than shooting people in space-time.
Hmm.
Would you rather shoot people in space or in time?
Like both. A body part, or like within space or within time?
Within space or within time?
Time.
I think we should start playing this game. So everybody start, and there's a forced tutorial. Good news, everyone. For an S rank, we have to clear using zero or fewer distortion fields. To get an A rank, clear using one or fewer distortion fields, and B, clear using two or more. Target and take down the enemy.
Kaboom.
S rank on the very first tutorial level.
Oh, oh my god. Maybe you should play on hard difficulty, Ace.
This feels like a lot of flash game that I played back in the day.
Agreed, yeah. I remember playing a lot of Sniper Assassin, which isn't quite the same as this, but...
Well, now we're getting into the fine-tuning and the horror.
Oh, I see. I'm a dummy.
That's a bit fiddly on the third tutorial.
A bit, yeah. But it's nice to sort of get into like a fine-tuned situation. And yes, Nikki, bullets probably don't work like this.
I saw a movie once, and Jackman knows the movie I'm talking about.
The hit movie Wanted, where curving bullets was the day-to-day, starring James McAvoy.
Professor X himself. Okay, I've got one going in a complete circle. Okay, that's that chapter one. Ooh, there are civilians to not kill.
You like the timeline feature, honestly. Finding like the perfect time to strike.
Oh, you can shift to do final control. Oops.
What? Oh, should have read.
There we go. Very satisfying, actually. Forget the glass, just finish them off.
Mate, what did I do wrong? Oh, I see. I see now.
One distortion.
I thought the guys with our ram were civilians. The green are civilians. Turns out.
That is a powerful bullet as well.
How dare you imply that bullets don't work like this?
Bullets always work like this. This is called ricochet, except you could just ricochet off of the open air. Gravitational fields? I don't know, man. Eliminate them before they fly off with the hostages. I mean, I only have 9 seconds to work with, so it's not like time really matters that much here. Let's see. I do wonder. Yeah, because so the blades don't really stop me. That might be a good time. I need 3 to work with. Okay, so I can only fire into this location.
But it showed me that they missed, was going to miss the civilian.
The civilian sneezed.
That'll get you. That'll get you killed. Ah, shoot. And need something. There we go. That should work. It is very satisfying after, like, the bullet slips through everything, and then you get, like, the the beat with the blood dropping at the same time.
I'm enjoying.
What happened?
I'm enjoying these puzzles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Agreed, yeah. Okay, so this one I'm not fully sure how to do just yet. But I'll probably get there.
I like that everyone stops the moment you shoot so that it works.
I mean, you've got several powers.
Yeah.
Your bullet is traveling faster than the speed of walking.
That's what it means by a circular path. That's a good way to do a tutorial, though. It didn't just tell you how to do it, but, you know, clued you in of what's supposed to look, of what's supposed to be like, and then you can just figure it out.
I'm sure what I'm doing wrong. Get off all the bad guys, but... And the civilian is left alive.
Yeah, it looks like you've gotten everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the guy in the plane.
One was missing.
Oh, you're not. Oh, that's right. Yes, I see that now.
Even though they were getting shots in the thing,
they were getting distorted. That is so much train stuff happening. Okay, so we're looking for a moment. There we go. That looks like it works.
Oh, I see. I think. Or not.
I need two distortions here. But that's not going to get me enough for the third one.
The exploding barrels are red.
But they are. I will say it is a touch finicky. But, I mean, I guess it's to be expected from games like this.
Oh, he's carrying a shield.
That's cheating.
Ah, there we go. That train kill was very satisfying, actually. Utilize the surrounding environment to complete the mission. Okay, so that seems to be the suggestion there.
It's a tank. With the only targets inside being in said tank. Ooh, that's sneaky.
Kaboom. I see the shields. Explosive, dangerous explosives.
So, did anyone hear any interesting gaming news recently?
I heard the games are going to release. This week, in fact.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yep, actual, factual games.
What?
Steam's Discord is doing silly things.
There we go. Perfect.
What's Discord doing?
Adding... ID or facial recognition as a necessary step.
Yeah, true.
It's not great.
Is it required for gaming?
Well, Discord is one of the more popular software to use while gaming, so it does affect it.
I suppose, yeah.
Oh, wait, shoot, I'm killing civilians if I do that. Not a clear path here. Still no clear path. Still no clear path. They spread. And they start moving that way and that way. Here there might be an option.
I feel like that should count. That's just not fair.
I had to redo a level because I accidentally placed a extra
distortion thing.
Thank you, distortion.
I'm guessing you all got an S on the one I'm on currently.
Oh yes, that one. Do you want to know the trick there?
I did not.
Sure, give me the trick. Why not?
Okay, so you want it to be when you like about the time you got it now, where you can hit both of the two people on the outside with the same thing before the distortion, but you want to put the distortion in the middle so that it completely does a full circle encompassing the guy in the middle, and then it continues on its way. Yeah. I took me a bit to actually figure out that was what you were supposed to do. I thought it was a pretty clever trick to teach you about one of the mechanics.
It is clever, yeah. I hate it, but it's clever.
True.
Well, video games aren't about hating.
I mean, it depends on the game.
I'm a bit of a dummy. Should have done this from the start. There we go. Dang it. Come on, come on. Yes. No one in danger, no one in danger. Kaboom.
So we've played several of these student projects on this podcast, and most of them have loading issues. I think it's safe. It's fair to say.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
This does not. Probably because it's such a simple design.
Yeah, that would make sense to me.
Ah, come on. There we go. Wait, that won't work.
Okay, so there's four chapters, three of which you can play again on hard mode.
Oh, good.
So not the biggest game, but again, student project. It's got some achievements and it's free.
Yeah,
it's a nice good mechanic. Point.
Agreed. Bada bing, bada kaboom.
There is a good escalation of challenge and mechanics.
Agreed.
There's some interesting set pieces.
And there we go. That's how it's done. Eliminate the enemies who's manufacturing illegal bombs using kidnapped civilians. Okay, so the bombs only get created towards the end there, but there's already existing ones. All of these bombs along the way would hit civilians. This bomb here we want to hit, but we can't hit, but we need to make sure we make a distortion either getting into it or after it, so that it doesn't hit the one right behind it. There's another bomb right over there on the far right where we'd want to hit those two as they cross. Bomb is not big enough to hit them when they're at the peak of their journey, but when they're midway through, it should be fine. Meaning it probably is the best time to go about 8:65 when there's a bomb down there and they're all in the right way. We have two distortions to use, so let's set them up. Here's a silly idea.
Oh, I see how it is.
Barrier generators, interesting. That's a neat mechanic.
Ah, shoot. There we go, that should get them all. A slight difference there, a big difference there. I thought I was going to have to use one of these bombs, but hey, I guess that's emergent gameplay for you. Chapter 3 on easy cleared.
But this one I'm having to reuse a distortion.
Oh, interesting.
That's quite an idea. I like that they're not just one and done. Maybe I should revisit some of the levels and see if they could be if I could use the fields the same way.
That's pretty cool. Okay, I can't get to that no matter what I do. So this guy has to be out. must be around this point on. Probably better to do it about there when they're connected to each other. That should work. I feel like that one maybe should have been a two or fewer, because the three to use felt a little obvious. But at the same time, I don't know how I'd do two or fewer.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Rescue the prisoners held by the enemies. Three to go. Ideally, kill both of these two at the same time. And then get into one of these. I think I see what I need to do here. About here. A distortion. Making like a big freaking circle. Yeah, there we go. That's perfect. And these two. And a distortion to cut through the barrier. And that guy.
And why does it just end at this guy? That's weird.
Oh, frick, that's a lot of people.
Ends on part of his bike that's unbreakable. Okay.
Yes.
Oh my.
Looking good. Oh. It's a new Robberus bullet.
Well, I can't wait to see how this goes.
I think you're going on.
Are you sure? Maybe I need a few more lines.
Just minces.
I don't think they needed to get hit that many times.
I think they needed to get hit exactly that number of times.
I think I love this game. I think every game needs like not every game, but I think the best games need a moment like that.
Okay. Wonder what the hard mode is like. Is it just less rings to use or distortions?
I'd imagine fewer distortions, maybe more enemies. Target 4, I used 6. I just can't think of a way to do it. All the extras.
That is a tough one. I'm on the same one at the moment.
Yeah, like which one do you take out first? Do you rely on them being in the fields or out of the fields? A lot of parameters to think.
Yeah, and the bikes being basically bulletproof is an issue.
Yeah.
Can't go through the windshield of the bike because it hits a impervious bit.
Yeah.
For cleanup, I'm having trouble figuring out how to get both of the remaining two guys here. I've got it split.
Do you want a hint?
Sure.
I personally... you're exiting to destroy the barrel. I entered after destroying the barrel.
Thank you. That makes some sense.
I've been looking in the stage select and it shows what you like how you solved the puzzle.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
One thing I do like about cleanup is that my eyes first darted to this open door down here in the bottom left, which got me to thinking that the whole left to right solving things, reading things idea got me to thinking that I should start over here, maybe starting by entering here. I thought I was thinking outside the box by entering through the window instead, when in fact you're supposed to finish by entering there. I think that's a clever bit of misdirection.
If you look on mine, I distorted in the bottom right.
Ooh.
And went at an angle.
Pretty cool, actually.
So yeah, there's lots of ways to solve all of these.
I really appreciate that. Especially with how like the time thing moves, you can have like so many different situations.
Oh, the hard ones appear to be different levels.
Oh.
Why is it chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 4? Why is it not chapter 4 and chapter 5 is hard? 6, 7. That's a strange way to do it.
It is. The car one is rough.
Agreed. I thought about trying something clever here, and then instead I just kind of keep getting stuck here. I should just do this. Oh, wait, frick, that guy's...
No, Nikki, we're not shooting planes, we're shooting cars. We're inciting World War One, not the war on terrorism.
But of course.
Might have it, maybe. Yes, I think I have it.
I'm looking.
No. I screwed it up.
Yeah, I keep my laser instead of my distortion field.
Need to get the angle perfect and it should be good as done. There.
I had it perfect and then I messed up and then I messed it up and now I have to find a different way because I don't know if I can get it that perfect again.
Nah, I did it.
Well done.
Thank you. No, I will not touch hard because I'm scared.
It's not hard. It's just more levels.
It's just difficult, hard. Easy, peasy, lemon, squeezy, and difficult, lemon, difficult. Oh, well.
That's right, Frick.
I apologize, Nikki. There is a plane section. Oh, dear.
Yeah, she came back and I was on the plane, so.
So it's your fault.
Well, shoot.
That is what we're doing, yes.
That's a good point. Maybe try on the right side?
A little bit. I'm getting more fun out of this than I probably should. It's always the problem with these kinds of like sniper games. Where it's a bit too fun to get the perfect shot and take out the assuredly evil people we're shooting at.
Of course. They must be evil. No, I think I had the right call before. This, I think, is a good way to start. Gets four immediately. That's right, that's glass. I can cut through glass. Except the issue is how to get that and that.
I actually never played Frozen Synapse, though I have it in my library.
In that case, I don't think I know what Frozen Synapse is about. Because if it's like this, then it sounds like my kind of game. I like thinking in angles.
That works. That's perfect, actually. There we go. That frees me up for one. Which means I can do this. Fourth one there. Come on. Shift for fine control.
Yeah, shift.
Yes.
That looks good.
Yes. Fast and furious. I guess I should play Frozen Synapse too, because I'm quite liking this. Whew. Oh, I'm finally at the plane. Can only come in from the side. Civilians never move. So that means there's only two good options for coming in. At least I'm coming in straight. I guess I could try coming in at an angle? Like, maybe right there?
The thing about these puzzles, like every kind of puzzle, I guess, is if you see the solution... If you get the right angle or whatever early on, then you're happy. But if you get stuck, then it's horrid.
Fair.
At least for me, because I'm very impatient.
Yeah, the problem is you can get stuck on one solution. You're like, I know this is the solution. I need to make this solution work.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the wrong solution.
Ah, yeah. No, that doesn't quite work.
But
that does. All right, perfect. Wait. Is the plane in motion? I hope not.
Don't worry about it.
Because if it is, then I killed everybody anyways.
I mean, there was someone on the pilot seat. I think.
Well, hopefully things are okay. About every enemy inside the hideout. Ooh, goodness. Okay. This actually might not be the worst position to... Dang it, no, I can't quite get them all this way.
What do you think, Oz?
I like it.
Oz can't talk, he's using all of his power.
I am.
I mean, I get it. I am very much having to focus as well.
I can't do fewer than four. It's breaking my brain. And there's Jackman almost solved it in three.
Well, almost, it's not quite enough. I wish I could say I was smart, but mostly just getting lucky. And finding the... I'm guessing there are multiple ways to solve each level, but I'm hitting upon a good solution pretty early on, then banking for all I'm worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that solves that problem.
Yeah, probably better to start up here. Nope, can't start up here. Well, I've screwed myself up there, but... Maybe I'm thinking about it wrong starting in this bottom left. The only viable places to enter are through the park in the middle, or at the very bottom hallway. Bottom hallway should leave you open for like a nice little pop, 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 ring around the rosy type deal. But there isn't really a point where I can get everybody lined up perfectly. I can't go until everyone's left that room, as far as I'm aware. I guess I could do this.
It's probably the ugliest solution I could come up with, but it works. So I'm counting it. Yeah. And Nikki, agreed. This does need a CSI Miami. Yeah!
Well, that actually works perfectly. Dang. Okay. Yeah! I don't know how it goes.
Pretty sure that's not how it goes.
I know, I was doing Fat Albert.
Oh, that, I'm pretty sure it does go like that, so you've got it there.
We should probably shouldn't do Fat Albert anymore. Because of Bill.
Oh, true. Well, you know how it is, separating artists from art form and so on.
Yeah.
Can't have anything anymore. That's very true. We can't have nice things.
Well, that people are awful.
That took 3 days, but I did it.
Nice job.
The first level.
Yeah, that is annoying, the way that the shield guys are positioned. Before the walls open, there's no way in with the trees how they are, unless I do like a fun little ba-ding-a-ding.
Your terminology is fascinating.
Thank you. I come up with it myself. But from but here, really, I can get two of them. Let's try this. Let's try from about here-ish. You want something that'll slap it down in the bottom right. Something that can sharply go all the way down.
Oh my dear. There's an achievement to shoot a civilian, and it's called War Crime.
Yeah, I got that.
Amazing. I guess I have to go back and shoot a civilian now.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
Did this stream freeze or just me? Yeah, it's just me. Ignore me.
Come on.
Yes,
can it work? Can it go?
I mean, I've never been good at under pressure.
Dum 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 da da da.
Yes. Oh. They thought they were so clever with their shields and their big door and all their trees. And they were, but I... So I can go through the glass, but nothing else. Probably what would be, make most sense is try to get a moment when these two are both going to get hit at the same time. Which just barely exists. Can I get all three? Yeah, okay, I can get all three. Well, I think that makes sense. I think I could do that.
There were three quick achievements. Use the most amount of the maximum amount of distortion fields, shoot a civilian, and kill a civilian with an explosion. All in one level.
Dang.
GGs.
I think we'll wrap up the stream of the podcast because we can go long enough. So, would everyone recommend that people check this game out?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, if this appeals to you, Space Time Shooter, then by all means, check it out on Steam. It's free to play. It's got a bunch of achievements. And it's a good workout for your brain.
Workout and a good sprained muscle.
That's about it for this episode. Thank you for joining me, Aaron, Gauze, and Jack.
Thank you.
Have a good one, y'all.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. Want to hear more from us? Like our anime podcast and listen to our anime podcast, The Pals of Anime. And of course, check out our writings on GameGrin.com. Until next time, game on.